Oasis Audio presents When Good Men Get Angry by Bill Perkins. Read for you by Bill Perkins.
For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Very happy to be talking today with Bill Perkins, the author of When Good Men Get Angry. Of course, you and I, Bill, never need a book like this for ourselves, but I'm glad to know it's available for that other guy who deals with anger, right?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if it was always the other guy that gets angry? But unfortunately, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. It's a book that applies to all of us.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about the message of the book, what led you to this topic, and how did you go about preparing to write about it?
Well, I wrote another book called 6 Rules Every Man Must Break. And one of the chapters in that book is called The Rule of Self-Restraint, Never Lose Your Cool. And it's a chapter about how Christian men oftentimes believe it's unspiritual to get angry. And the idea of the book is that it's okay to lose your cool as long as you never lose control. And, you know, what I talked about in that particular book was that, you know, Jesus did get angry,
mm-hmm.
but he processed and expressed anger in a healthy way, and that's the way that it should be with us. And as I began to basically do a seminar based on the book and teach on that particular chapter, I was really blown away by how many men approached me to talk about their anger issues. And so when I met with the team at Tyndale to talk about, you know, Bill, what's your next book going to be? I just let them know, I think that, you know, I've done a book on sexual purity, When Good Men Are Tempted, and I think that another need that's right up there with the need for sexual purity is a book that addresses the issue of anger.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know you as an author, Bill, but of course you're a pastor, right?
Well, I pastored for 24 years, and about 7 or 8 years ago, I walked away from that to devote myself full-time to writing and speaking. I have a national men's ministry called Million Mighty Men, and so, you know, that's I devote my time to that now.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you are in a position to hear these stories. Men come to you because you have some biblical help that you can pass on to them.
Well, I'm speaking to guys all over the country, you know, for various, you know, different men's groups. And also my own ministry, you know, I do men's seminars around the country. Guys will read a book and email me, or their churches will email me, or they've heard me speak somewhere. So they'll contact me, and I'll do a seminar, oftentimes based on one of my books. But it was out of the chapter from 6 Rules and addressing the issue of anger that I realized that this is a huge need among men, and I'm not sure it's a need that's being addressed in a way that's connecting with men and in such a practical way that they can put it to use and see a real change in the way that they process and express their anger.
I like the way that you approach this as well. You do it through stories. These are real men's stories, right?
Well, yeah. The book is unlike any book I've ever written in that it's got far more dialogue in it, and each of the chapters is based on a true story. They're based on guys that I have actually interacted with or counseled with over the years.
Names changed to protect the innocent?
Yeah, the names and the details, and I've added a bit of fictional information to further conceal, you know, the identity of the guys, and to make for a bit better reading. But the core of the stories are all true, the interaction and the message. And I think some of the chapter titles, you know, I think that they're, you know, the man with a hole in his face, the man who withheld sex from his wife, the man who yelled at his daughter. These chapters deal with the key issues. As I did research on the subject of anger, I identified what I believe to be the key issues in terms of being able to process and express anger, and the key problems associated with anger. And once I identified those, identity, respect, control, pride, forgiveness, and then blessing, once I identified those issues, then I was able to think through instances where I had counseled people in the past where that was the key issue. And so I was then able to draw out these different stories, and I think that the titles reflect the issue. The man with a hole in his face, his issue was identity. The man who withheld sex from his wife, it was respect. The man who yelled at his daughter, it was control. The man who would be God, it was pride. And the man who buried his wife alive, definitely.